coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm tired after yesterday, the day before. I'm really wiped out, but I hope you are doing well. You know, a lot of things in the rearview mirror, but we're not going to focus on the usual things, the easy pickings for the news. No. We're going to go deep. Going to go deep today. You know, I was in preparation for that investigative in-depth series, I was looking at what the World Economic Forum and what Harari especially, and really all of the Rockefeller Foundation, the various foundations, Bill Gates, they're all dealing in data. Okay, now data is the new currency or the currency of the World Economic Forum, the party of Davos. It's necessary for them to have as much data as possible. And it's not even money anymore. It's data. Data has value to it. And I just kind of leading off with that. Again, deep dives. That is part of the investigative series, which I'll be doing. But the deep dive into why it's important, the significance of that. And here with me to talk about that and much more is Austin Brewer from Health Masters, healthmasters.com. Folks, HR5 is the coupon code for 5% off. And I'm going to tell you something. If you want to feel good, if you want to have stamina, if you want to have immune support, how about regulating your blood sugar levels? A number of things. Health Masters is the place to go. I use them as my base support for all vitamins, minerals, health, nutritional supplements is Health Masters, healthmasters.com. And folks, while you're there, and bookmark that website while you're there, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor, actually. Listen to their show. If you go to the top right portion of the front page, you'll see a blue box there. And in that blue box, Ted and Austin Brewer Show. And click on that, and you can dig down into the archives. But so much information. Folks, that's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. And this week, for a limited time only, HR5 as the coupon code for 5% off. And people are fighting for, I'll tell you what, a lot of people are hurting right now in this economy. This week, we talked about, the economy in general, and of course, politicians who are delusional. The fact that, one last thing, you know, people say, well, unemployment is down. Remember, when was it? Yesterday? If unemployment is down, if we have low unemployment, then why are our tax receipts, federal tax receipts, down 5.68%. That's unheard of. So who's lying? Is it the IRS and the Treasury saying, well, hey, federal tax receipts are down by almost 6%. Are they lying? Or are the unemployment numbers, are they a lie? I suggest the latter. With me is Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Austin, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, what's interesting about it is I was looking earlier here actually on the numbers. And, you know, in 2022, the data collection industry was valued at over $275 billion, almost $250 billion for that industry. And what's interesting, 2023, they're expecting to break over $300 billion, around $301 billion for last year. data collection has become huge. I mean, that's why we try to do the best we can at Health Master to really value everyone's privacy. We don't have all these cookie settings that follow you around. Any of these websites you see on a constant basis, they want to monitor and track. And if you look at the stuff you actually approve when you accept cookies, it's crazy. All the way from analytics to traffic to location to some crazy stuff sometimes. So we try to really value people's privacy on that. It's not something that I think it should be taken lightly. I think that people really need to start addressing this, because with the data collection and the industry that's assessing it, along with the NSA that's monitoring it, you know, with the microphones in our phones, with the cameras that are right there, you know, in the front of the camera, the selfie camera, it's not coincidence they put selfie cameras right up front so they monitor your face right where you're looking at the screen with perfect location. People say, oh, well, it's a good selfie camera photo. Of course it is. It also makes an incredibly good data analysis camera to watch you while you scroll through websites, while you scroll through social media, while you watch news stations. And all those usually apps and all those different websites allow to use your camera and monitor you. Facebook went into detail on this. They didn't try to hide it years ago, where they literally watch your facial expressions, they watch your pupil dilation, they watch your smile, they watch your, you know, different types of movement that you make with your eyes based on every single photo that you look at on every single scroll, as far as that, on every post. So they can see, okay, well, he's intrigued by this photo, he's aroused by this photo, he's turned off by this photo, he's angry with this photo, he likes this photo, he likes this post. And they literally can build a full-blown data analysis on you and literally start predicting what you're going to do before you're going to do it. And that's just our phones in our pockets. Then you take the next step and you've got all these different platforms that are literally connected to the internet as smart devices. You got your refrigerators now, you got your thermostats, you got your washing machines, you got your dishwashers, all bizarre, but all designed to monitor your behavior. The cameras in the refrigerators now, they've shown that they actually sell the data to different types of supermarkets and different types of basically analytic companies to target you with certain ads based on what you buy, what you eat, what you drink, how often you go through them, how often you rebuy them, certain brands, when you eat, when your refrigerator door opens, the time frame that you eat. This is crazy data analysis on individuals that I think is taken so lightly because people don't really think about it. Well, now they're coming out with a new platform system that's even a whole nother level. It's like a small R2-D2 Star Wars robot. This thing is essentially called the Home Electronics AI Companion Robot Bali. It's a new smart home companion presented by Samsung, and it was rolled out at the press conference at Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas January 8th at the Consumer Electronics Show. This thing's absolutely crazy, because here is some of the things, and this is actually from Samsung, what they put out in the press release with this platform that they want everybody to put in their home, because it's going to make your life so much easier, you know? It's safe and effective. It's for your protection, of course. Naturally, you want to keep it in your house and have it monitor you because it's for your protection. And it says, this is from Samsung. Bali acts as a personal home assistant, autonomously driving around the home to complete various tasks for you. By connecting to and managing home appliances, Bali can provide helping hands to users in many situations, continually learning from users' patterns, habits, providing smarter, more personalized services. And essentially, if you go into detail what this goes right back into what I talked about. It monitors how often you wash the dishes. It monitors how often you open the fridge. It monitors the food that's in your fridge. It monitors how often you do washing, how you run the washing machine and clothes. It monitors what your thermostat's on. It monitors what you watch on your television. It literally is an AI analysis recorder that ties into every smart unit in your entire home. Going further from Samsung, Bali provides peace of mind by sending video updates of pets or loved ones right to your device when you're away from home. What's more, Bali can set the mood for any home activity, whether users are exercising, working, relaxing, and everything in between, from projecting workout videos on the wall or floor in an optimal size to playing music and answering phone calls for you and analyzing any information you needed to handle. Bali makes life at home more productive and enjoyable. My addition, by spying on every single thing you do, collecting your data and sending it to the highest bidder so they can direct target you and build a giant analysis platform on you. That's my two cents at the end of it. So we're reaching a point now where Alexa is becoming small apples. It's becoming the little pie. It's becoming the crumbs. Alexa was just something to record you. This device has cameras, microphones, and smart device connectivity to it. So it literally watches you, records you, listens to you, monitors everything you do with all your other smart meter, smart activity devices, and then turn around and gives you an analysis to make it more simple and make your life more easier by literally spying on every single thing you do. And the creepy thing that I found is that it said it'll send you videos of your pets or loved ones when you're away. But that's a bit creepy. So all of a sudden it's going to send me photos of my dog when I'm gone. Oh, your dog is out of food. You need to purchase new food while you're out. Okay. Oh, your family member is hungry. You need to buy more milk and more chicken while you're out. Like, in what degree of invasion of our privacy are people going to take a look back and step and say, hey, this is becoming too much? Or do you think the vast majority of Americans are just going to go along with this, Doug, and simply say, well, my privacy isn't worth my convenience? Because, you know, the thing about it is, you know, you read in the Bible and you read different things. You know, our bodies, our minds, our energy, our everything about us was designed to push, was designed to go further, was designed to essentially drive through things. The more uncomfortable something is, the more easier many things are in the future. And we're making our lives, it seems like, so incessantly easy that everything now is supposed to be handled by AI and all this data, all in the sake of making it convenient, that essentially we're going to reach a point to where a lot of these people, if simply the internet goes out, not even the power, just the internet goes out, they're going to have a mental breakdown. They're not going to know what to do. Their phones aren't going to be connected to the internet. Their little Bolly's not going to be able to run around and spy on them. Alexa and all their TVs aren't going to be able to watch anything. And they're not going to have any idea how to even operate. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's how you keep people controlled and submissive, where you continually make their entire lives into a digital service, digital world, and then you threaten to take it away or you change certain things about it. I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. The data analytics industry is growing bigger by the year, and that is why it's so important to maintain your privacy the best you possibly can, because these guys do not care about your privacy. They want every single snippet of information about you, Doug. And as long as people keep giving it to them voluntarily, they're going to keep taking it.
You know, and there's a reason why information is being collected. Obviously for surveillance purposes, but where does that data go? That data goes to control. It's really part of a larger control mechanism. And it's to train the people to do what the data brokers, the people that have this information, this is to train you from to their wants, needs, and desires. And people don't realize that.
Bolly can feed your dogs.
I don't, you know, here's.
Help me. I didn't see that part of there. Feed your dog now. How lazy can you get? Can't even teach the kids how to be responsible anymore to feed the dog.
Exactly. I want a car without a GPS system. I can use paper maps. I want a car that have cigarette lighters as opposed to power outlets. A car that's got ashtrays, not little cup holders. A car that's got vent windows. I want a car that you can work on the engine and you don't have to take it for computer chips. I don't need that crap. I want a house that doesn't talk to me. I don't need another voice telling me, hey, feed your dog, or hey, that you're out of milk. I don't need to be told that. I'm not an imbecile. Okay. Yet these morons that are loving on this, they're going to pay the price. The ultimate price will be their lives. Because the bottom line on this, the information collection, is for population. Believe me, it's for population control. And by that, I mean eugenics. And by that, of course, is the reduction in population. And you're a slave to this. So all of what you said to me is absolutely incredibly sad, that people would think that, oh, for a little bit of convenience or for a lot of convenience, what they describe as convenience, we could have it all. It's baloney.
No, that's exactly what it is. The whole thing's designed to be a total lie. They lied to us about 4G and 5G. They told us it was going to be this massive internet, you know, speed increase. All it's done is being a more connectivity to the Internet of Things. Now they got the 6G platforms rolling out. that I've talked about in detail now, that they're going to be able to start doing like 3D analysis of things that aren't even, they can't even see in cameras with the 6G. The 6G is just a stepping stone from 5G for more control, more monitoring, more adaption to the AI and also the Internet of Things. And then the crazy part that you have about it is you have these electric vehicles that they now have in the terms and conditions that they're going to monitor everything in your car. They're going to listen to everything in your car. They're going to record everything in your car. Subaru and multiple other companies just came out now, and people kind of busted them in terms and conditions where it blatantly says in there that essentially they have a right to sell every single thing they collect inside your vehicle now. I told you when I drove that one F-150 Lightning that my buddy got, and it had three cameras on the dash. And I was like, what is this crap? He's like, oh, those are cameras. They're there to monitor that, you know, you're not distracted while it's in autonomous mode and all this stuff. And I said, so literally I'm having to compromise my privacy and be monitored 24/7 when I drive for my safety and protection? Oh, yeah, that's what it's there for. And I said, no, how about you put some post-it notes over that? I have no interest in giving them any data on this. This is what they're doing. Didn't you see the Teslas and their giant failure? Did you see up in Chicago earlier this week? It was frozen. They had like graveyards of Teslas at all the charging stations. Nobody could. They froze up.
Well, you got to save the planet. Again, the deep dive I've done in this, this all started really back in the 30s, a little earlier, but I'll put it in the 30s with respect to the Rockefellers and the control that they exerted over the medical industry in particular, but other industries as well, and sort of kind of teamed up with Nazi Germany at the same time. It's really a huge, scandalous conspiracy. And yes, conspiracies do exist. So anyway, yeah, I'm with you. You know, if I see a camera in a vehicle, I got a hammer, okay, and it's gone. It's gone. Okay, if it's pointed at me, it's gone. Or I'll be driving like this, and I'll decide to, like, turn around and see what happens and, you know, just drive distracted. What would happen if you drive distracted? I'm just curious.
I think from what I've read, from what I talked to a guy of mine that owned a Tesla, he was trying to do autonomous mode. It'll either kick it out of autonomous mode and also notify you basically on the dash. And so, and also too, where this is going, and you know as well as I do, it's rolling into this new congressional bill that they want to put the kill switch together for 2026. So essentially what they want to be able to do is either ticket you, fine you, cite you, or notify you, or basically warn you if you're not doing everything you're supposed to do while you're driving. And people go, well, you know, people shouldn't be driving distracted. People need to be focused while they're driving. And while I can't argue with the fact that people shouldn't be driving distracted, they shouldn't be texting on their phones or playing on their iPads while they're driving, yeah. It reaches a certain point, though. At what degree do we compromise our privacy for a little bit more of security that somebody else is maintaining? Because that's the thing. It's not like the security that is being done is there right in front of us to protect us. Say something as physical as like seatbelts. Okay, we figured out seatbelts are very effective. You know, they got the CO2 cartridge on them. When they bust, they go. We figured out what they do with airbags, how effective those work, side curtain airbags and the airbags. We've got those implemented vehicles now. Yeah, physical things on vehicles. Totally get it. Great research, great development in preventing deaths and reducing injuries in vehicles. But now you're saying that you're having a digital monitoring analysis done on you that simply will restrict and control when and how you're supposed to be able to drive, where you can drive. And then at some point in time, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, will we shut your car off and bring you to the side of the road so law enforcement can show up and give you a ticket or take you to jail? How far can that be abused? I think everybody's imagination doesn't have a limit on that. And so, yeah, that's where this is going. This is just the beginning snippet phase of what they're wanting to roll in. And this is why they're trying to push everything to be so digital, so controlled that you don't have the ability to have an analog vehicle anymore. You know, that's the same way, like, Ted's got a huge DVD collection. Same thing I do. I've bought DVDs over the years. I just go to pawn shops. I still do sometimes. I'll stop in on one. And a lot of times you can buy pawn shop DVDs for, like, you know, three or four DVDs for like a dollar. You know, and go through and find some good movies, old Swiss Family Robinson, some old John Wayne movies, some really good films you can't even find anymore anywhere.
Yeah, I got mine on Betamax, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's what I've noticed now, though, is a lot of these, like, these companies that have all these digital streaming devices, and, you know, whether it be like the Prime Videos or Netflix or some of these other ones that I've researched, they're picking and choosing what films are going to be available for the future generation. And the problem with that is most of the stuff they're picking is straight dog crap. It's garbage.
You know, thanks for mentioning watching. That. Okay, I the other day I had this discussion with my wife. I thought I was going crazy. Right now, she likes Netflix. Well, I don't want to say she likes Netflix. She watches something on Netflix. I don't even know what it is, but I saw the home screen and top picks for you, and I'm looking at this. I'm thinking, first of all, how do they know what you want to watch? And we had a discussion about this. I'm going to tell you right now, Netflix, no more. Okay. So yes, you're exactly right. The level of programming to the American people and to all of the West is, Austin, we're losing the battle. I mean, people bitch about the WEF all day friggin' long. Then they go into their living room and sit and watch Netflix or whatever. Okay, come on, man. Joe Biden, come on, man. Anyway, go ahead.
That's why the streaming services, now they have these specific genre algorithms, and they watch what you watch, and then they turn around and pick certain films that are going to be more suited for your taste, but they always have their own little control over what you have the ability to access. And that's why you notice a lot of films have been kind of deleted and, gotten rid of over the last few years. And that's why I've always told people, I said, dude, if you want to have, good old school films sometimes, you need to have some DVDs. I said, because what's going to happen is you're going to see digital book burning right in front of us right now. You're going to watch films that were probably good, years back. They're going to be gone. You're not going to find them. And you're going to forget about them in the array of other things that we have compiled on top of us every single day. And so we go, you remember that one movie like 20 years ago? It's a really good film. I can't remember. You're going to know. Go search it up. I can't find it. What is it? I don't know. It's not available. There's no way to find it. And that's what they're going to slowly start doing. That's why they've done the same thing with digital book burning, so to speak, where Amazon picks and chooses what books sometimes you could find and that are available in their digital versions now. This is all part of an effort to control the narrative, and also at the same time, data log. It goes right back to data and why your privacy should be so important. I read an article here earlier that was on Zero Hedge this morning, and it said essentially the digital realm that has now been conquered by Alphabet and Facebook, Alphabet's the owner of Google, they said is now plotting a colossal real estate project that is essentially going to house thousands upon thousands of Americans, if not millions, in retail stores in the physical world. And it says Google parent Alphabet is in the process already right now of building a 153-acre neighborhood in its Mountain View, California headquarters. The complex will feature over 7,000 homes with roughly 300,000 square feet of retail community spaces and will be one of the first of its kind of a true, fully digital 15-minute autonomous city. And what they're doing with this, they want to have a full digital city, where essentially you don't need to leave this town that they're building. Everything is going to be fully encompassed, from stores to grocery to restaurants to nightclubs to bars to your work. Everything is going to be encompassed, which is exactly what they're wanting to do. So essentially, you never have to leave your little town, which you could just ride around in little electric Ubers or electric scooters or do whatever gay stuff they want to do over there in California. I don't know. I don't keep up with them on a regular basis, but that's where they're already running. We've seen this. This is just Alphabet's project. This has been going on all across the country now with smart cities. The next one they're saying now is Meta is now building a project called Zucktown, which is going to have thousands of residential units, hotels, offices, and retail space right down the road from Meta's headquarters. Now, Amazon, which has been doing this now for years, a lot of people don't realize this, is building another one in Arlington, Virginia, by its headquarters, where 250,000 Amazon workers will have the ability to live. They said rather than build homes directly, and this is how Amazon's been doing it. They did it down here in Auburn. I'm going to tell you the story here in a second. Rather than build homes directly, the e-commerce giant set up another $2 billion Amazon Housing Equity Fund, which will support housing development in surrounding areas as well as other states. Amazon has been doing this for years now. You got basically BlackRock and State Street are two of the primary shareholders behind Bezos of Amazon. Amazon doesn't want to come outright and just start building an Amazon subdivision. So what they've done now repeatedly is when they put a giant facility in, they bring in also what's called an Amazon Housing Equity Fund behind them. They did this in Auburndale. The way they got the Auburndale Amazon giant facility put into place, first it was some super shady, sneaky stuff with the developers, rezoning areas to get it approved for one small piece of property, getting that approved, and then simply buying the next piece of property and getting it drug into the zoning for Amazon because they never were going to get this giant warehouse approved where they put it. Well, then what they did as well is they said, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to build, basically we're going to bring in an Amazon Housing Equity Fund with our warehouse, and we're going to help subsidize through another builder. This builder is now going to sub out the contractors, and they're going to build out an entire neighborhood. And they've built out two neighborhoods now with probably some of the most garbage housing I've ever looked at in my entire life. I worked construction when I was younger for years for ICF Builders. I built my own house down here in Auburndale 3.5 years ago. I was my own contractor. I pulled my own subs. I did a lot of the work myself, and it turned out fantastic. I'm very picky about the quality of my work. I went into the subdivision when they built it, and it was an embarrassment. Not only does everything on 6-foot setbacks, meaning the house, your house, when you walk out your side door to your neighbor's door is 12 feet away. If you walk out of your door and trip, you're going to hit your head on their house. That's how close it is. You can't even put up a fence and get a mower into your backyard. No, it's not possible. You have to do push mowing. And so, yeah, there you go, right there. So what they've done is now they've been pushing this funding through numerous parts of the country very quietly. So Amazon isn't actually building the houses, but they put in these equity funds to allow these other home builders to come in now and build these subdivisions right beside the Amazon housing is what they did in Auburndale. And it was crazy because I asked one of the subs that was there that was actually doing some of the installs. I said, listen, I said, everything's supposed to be available, you know, for all green building. Like when I built my house, I remember they were super picky about a lot of the inspections where they wanted to have, like, you know, certain kinds of windows, certain types of insulation. I went above and beyond because I want my house to be an igloo. I just, we're in Florida. I want everything to stay super cool. So I went above and beyond a lot of stuff because I had a lot of contacts with suppliers that got me stuff at wholesale. Well, when I went to these houses that they were building by Amazon, the glass was so thin, I literally knocked on it with my ring finger and almost cracked it. I mean, you could walk in and close the door and all the windows were flexing. Those are 2021, 2022 house builds. This wasn't some old 1950s house. I've been in a house in the 50s that were built better than these. And they were built like cracker boxes. They're like 1600 square foot, but they're like 4-bedroom, 2-bath. Every room's like that big. And so I said, what in the world? And I didn't know Amazon was funding it at first. And then I talked to one of the developers in the area that was a private developer for custom homes. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, we can't even compete with this. He said Amazon brought in this huge housing fund, and essentially they work with a builder. That builder works with their contractors, and they help subsidize these subdivisions at a cheap price, build the house as cheap as possible, and then they're bringing in and saying, hey, if you move here, you'll have this Amazon job, and you'll have housing that's essentially cheaper. This is what they're doing all over the country now. If you research Amazon facilities, you will find that invariably there's always multiple subdivisions that are being built right around these Amazon facilities, right after they're permitted to go in. And it's being done exactly what I said, for the 15-minute city platform to keep people in tight little corridors that are easy to control. So then you have to ask yourself the question, do you want to live in these areas? Do you want to contribute to these areas? And do you want to contribute to a company that directly is involved in essentially bringing in this World Economic Forum agenda? And I've told people before, I get on to people a lot of times when all they do is buy everything off Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. I'm like, listen, bro. There's something you can do. It's really simple. Look at a product that you like on Amazon. If you're on the website, you're on a price match, you're doing this. I got it. Their research and intelligence and their analytics are amazing on Amazon because they're funded. Their back funding is all by the CIA. A lot of people don't realize that. They got a $600 million contract by the CIA back in the teens to house the CIA servers. Don't remember when I heard about that open bid available. It was like a no bid contract. They just got it out of nowhere. And people go, oh, Amazon built this and that. I'm like, no, the government built Amazon. The CIA built Amazon. That's why they're so big and so promoted to get away with what they do, because the CIA has been funding them through money. One of the biggest things on the backside of Amazon is military contracts, because they have the warehouse, the facility, the planes to transport goods all over the entire world whenever they want. A lot of people don't realize that. So I said, if you find someone on Amazon that you like, a product or good that you want, look at the company that's selling it, that manufactures it. go to them directly and try to buy it from them directly. And invariably, a lot of times you can get a coupon code and you can usually buy something from them cheaper than you can off Amazon. And you can help support that company that's trying to stay in business, that's trying to stay afloat, even though they're working with Amazon. I've seen and worked with Amazon in the past when we first started. I had products on Amazon. Finally, they shut my account down because I would not give them confidential information and proprietary information based on some of my supplement manufacturers. I used to keep my products 15, 20% higher on Amazon just to get the exposure. And then I'd tell people, if you bought it from Amazon, I said, contact me directly. I'll give it to you way cheaper. I don't want to sell on Amazon. I just used it to try to get exposure because the platform's so big. And when I found out later on, they kept threatening me. They kept sending me these giant letters, and they said, listen, you have to fill out all this information if you want to keep your account open. And they sent me like a 20-page paper that I had to fill out, all the way from they want to know every manufacturer that I use, to all the assay research testing on every product, to all the contact information, to every single facet of what I did with every single product to basically get the contact info. And I finally said, I'm not giving it to you. I said, I know everything that I have. I have all the paperwork documentation. My products are made in a FDA-approved laboratory in Orlando and other parts of the country. Everything we have is top tier. The only reason they're gathering this info is exactly where we circled back to earlier through the show started. It's data analysis and data gathering, and Amazon is one of the biggest in the entire world when it comes to gathering data and intel on individuals. They want to know every product, every person, every manufacturer, and how they all tie in together in a giant spider web. So when they want to go in and they want to undercut somebody, or they want to go in and get new bids on products, or they want to go in and essentially shut somebody down, they know every single detail about their business, their manufacturing, their shipping, their logistics, and everything in between, so they can control everything. So again, that's why I recommend. Thank you for supporting small businesses
and
locally.
And believe me, folks, thank you for supporting Health Masters, healthmasters.com, because you support them, you help support us, you help support the operations to rescue, the real operations rescuing children. That's healthmasters.com. And for a limited time, HR5 is a coupon code. Folks, please do yourself a favor. Get healthy. Get strong. You hear Austin Brower. You can see him. Look, I mean, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth these days. I'm joking. But even at that age, I did not have that much vigor and energy as you do. And I'm going to tell you, that's a testament by itself for cocaine. I mean, your products. I was joking. Folks, I was joking. Okay. I shouldn't even joke like that. But your products are fabulous. Vitamin B, for example, the B that they've got, the vitamin B, is different than any other B I've taken. And every time I take it, man, I'll tell you what, I can work. And thank you for that. Even at my advanced, elderly, fragile age, which really I'm not. But anyway.
Brittle boy.
Brittle boy. Right. I'll give you a whooping. Okay. Eric the Tech. I will. Now, I might only last like 30 seconds, but I'll whoop you. Maybe not. Okay. Now, Austin.
All I got to do is just run up the stairs.
Just run up the stairs.
Oh, cardio.
I'm okay going down, but going up.
Go down real easy.
Yeah. Never mind. But Austin, while you were talking about the houses, we were able to grab, without your knowledge, some surveillance video of what you saw. And we in those houses, in that little subdivision, and we will play just about 15 seconds of.
Yeah, let's see it, man.
You saw this, and you were holding out on me. Here it is.
Live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say.
I don't think so.
Would you be mine?
I don't think so.
Would you be my neighbor?
No. I don't like neighbors. Please, I don't want you to be my neighbor. Please, get the hell out of my face. But that is the surveillance video from.
My neighbor.
Austin.
My hair's a little bit longer back then.
I'm telling you. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. And again, folks, listen to his show every weekday and once on Sunday. Incredible stuff. You know, I'm in my battle cut right now. I'm fixing on leaving the studio next week. I'm going to be,
I think, for the Hagman
business.
Report.
Yes.
We need to redo that set and make that our set.
and I can come in singing, "Won't You Be, Get the Hell Out of Here, Neighbors,"
yeah,
right?
We'll get you okay. In some nice sweaters, some sneakers.
Ain't happening. Ain't happening. No way. No way. Austin Brower.
Some puppets.
You. Some hand puppets. I'm going to make you into a hand puppet. Okay. All right. I don't know what to do. There's a coup in progress here at the Hagman Studio.
I see it, man. I'm about to see some war faces here in a minute.
I'm telling you. I'm going to, yeah. Lady of the studio dog, she's very upset. Anyway, okay, brother. And you're right about all of this. And, you know, buy local too, okay? You go to your local yes. hardware store. Man, I'll tell you what. I will pass a Lowe's, a Home Depot, and go to a local hardware store before I buy from the big box stores or from Amazon. And we have actually local dress shops, local clothiers. And, you know, they're a little pricey, but I'll tell you what, support local. Go ahead, sir.
No, exactly right. And that's why I tell you as well, you know, support local websites, you know, online stuff that's getting the truth out there on a regular basis. It's not compromising. There's so many companies now that are continually going in and just compromising their morals, their values, their ethics, every single thing they believe and they stand on, because they simply go, well, it's a little bit better for our bottom margins, our bottom line. It's a little bit better because, you know, we can do this faster and that faster. And yet this is what's happened now over so many years. It's slowly occurred to where more and more people just keep compromising a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. I'm just going to go a little bit more digital with this. I'm going to start using digital payments with this. I'm going to stop using cash with this. I'm going to give up my privacy with this. I'm going to put a Bali in my house for this so it can monitor and record me and follow my butt around the house all day and watch what I'm doing. These things have an aggregated effect. You know, one small thing of these by itself isn't going to have much impact. But all of them together, constantly bringing them in, constantly allowing them, it's doing exactly what the World Economic Forum wants them to do. It brings in more fear and more control and more just essentially manipulation. This is why if you looked back, if you read some of the stuff with the World Economic Forum with Schwab and all these pieces of garbage over there that essentially I still have been waiting to hear when they're going to be put on a ballot for us to vote them into the World Economic Forum for them to start dictating what we're supposed to do. I mean, the WHO is now saying we need to be in a pandemic treaty that essentially we do everything the WHO says as soon as they say it. Just World Health Organization, don't know who elected them. Not me, not you, Doug, not the American population, nobody that I know in Europe. But suddenly they're telling us what we have to do and how we have to do it and how they're going to control everything with the pandemic that happens next. Now they're talking about this disease X that I keep reading about, which, I mean, tell me what you're going to do without telling me what you're going to do. They're bragging about it now, saying it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when disease X comes in, and we need to be able to respond with an all-new vaccine within 100 days. They've said it right here, within 100 days of a new pandemic. And I thought to myself, how disturbing is that? How disturbing is that from what we've already seen now with the side effects and the death and the cardiovascular problems and the blood clots? Regardless of you believe that shot was safe and effective or not, you can't discount the fact that this shot has been way, way worse than the COVID disease ever was for the vast majority of the population, especially people that were healthy and strong already. The research is already clearly documented. The majority of people that have serious health problems with COVID were morbidly obese or elderly. The second thing is majority of people we find that died from COVID didn't die from COVID. They died from remdesivir in the hospital. And then you're starting to find more and more research that shows that individuals that had higher levels of D3 in their blood had much higher response as far as immunity and recovery and less symptoms to COVID when they contracted it. Then you're starting to see more research coming out about D3 and vitamin C in the immune system, which we've talked about for years.
I got to stop right there. This is a true story. I had my I had to go for blood tests this week. And boy, that's another that pisses me off too. Everyone's wearing masks, and you can't understand what they're saying. I want to rip them off. But beyond that, the results. Okay, so my doctor, for some reason, wanted a vitamin D test. Okay, and I killed it. And there's only one reason for it, because I haven't seen the sun in like 4 months. I killed it. The levels of my vitamin D levels were in excess of the normal. We're high normal, I guess would be the way to say it. And my doctor said, "What are you taking? Because I want to," and I'm very serious about this. I want to take what you're taking because of my vitamin D levels, because he's inside all of the time. So it's a testament to Health Masters, because that's the only vitamin D3, K2 I will take. That combination is a magic combination. And if I'm just telling you, it works on me. It worked on me. And that's my favorite, one of my favorite products, D3, K2, at Health Masters, only at healthmasters.com. Be there or smack you upside the head. There you go. Go ahead.
That's exactly what, you know, we've been trying to encourage people to do on a regular basis, because, you know, I get emails all the time with people that talk about they got their blood levels checked and they're 20, their D3 is 20, which is super low. And they started taking our supplements, and the next couple months they were at 45 and 50. You know, my wife, who's pregnant right now, I'm about to have another baby boy on the way. And so she
congratulations.
Thank you. You know, got to keep the brower name going. And so, normally, you know, when we check her blood work last time, it was like at 46, which is perfect. They love it. They're in perfect range. It was crazy. We're at the midwife a couple weeks ago. And we're getting, you know, Lana checked out. And ultrasound, everything's super healthy right now. Should be here next couple weeks, probably 3 weeks. And I asked her, I said, "How often do you see really good D3? And she goes, "Lana's is like the perfect we ever see when she comes in here." She goes, "We've had moms come in here before. When they get their first D3 level, they come in at 6 and 7. Single digit D3 levels." And she goes, "The level of compromising on the immune system and the level of health issues that can incur with young children as far as in utero with babies, infants that are in utero, are through the roof. We have to put them on enormous doses of D3. And I said, "Well, you know, I know a guy that's got some really good D3 that works really good. If anybody needs it," I said, "mine works. Blood levels prove it." And I said, "The problem with it is too many people hear 10,000 IUs and they freak out." Yep. They go, "Oh my God, 10,000 IUs, that's insane amount. You can't take that." Yeah, that may have been an insane amount for somebody that's a lifeguard when they're 16 and they're out in the sun for 12 hours a day on the beach. Probably too much for them to take. They really don't need it. We're not out in the sun anymore. Most people don't walk outside but once a month, much less during the wintertime. Most people are on computers all the time. We don't get the adequate sunshine we do, and quite frankly, the diet that we have now is so piss poor in most cases, with the nutrient density being through the floor. There's no other option but to supplement with additional D3. And that's why there's one article came out again. It's crazy. It's talking about now.
Austin, I took 30,000 last night because my kids are coming home sick and I'm just getting ahead of it.
Oh, that's the best thing to do. I always tell people to front load it. When you front load it and you get it in your system at a high dose, it gets your system elevated and it massively gets in front of it. This is exactly what I've been talking about, what it says here in this article as well, is you don't wait until your D3 levels are at 6 and 7 to say, "I'm going to take D3 now." It's like Eric just said, you got an issue, you're feeling a little tired, you're feeling a little down, it's wintertime already, start proactively getting involved and getting your nutrient density up higher. And it makes a huge difference. And the proof's in the pudding, so to speak. And this research study that came out here talked about the connection between D deficiency and a dementia increase in the United States. And it said D3 deficiency, which affects over 35% of adults now in the United States. That's huge, guys. That means over a third of adults in the United States are D3 deficient, which, by the way, their levels of deficiency, they state, are anything under 25. That's unbelievably loaded. They need to stay around 40 to 50 is a really good range on them.
Yeah.
They said the link between low vitamin D's and early cognitive decline suggests a simple daily supplement may help fight against this baffling rise. Published in JAMA Neurology, the study analysis information from over 365 people younger than 65 whose data was in the UK Biobank. They said this is the largest and most robust study of its kind, and it's also the first to suggest people can take action to reduce their risk of the condition by targeting an array of different factors. And they want to say that the dementia problem is starting to come on at such an early age now in younger generations. Normally, this is something you saw in the late 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. They said they're seeing kids now all the way with the, and I say kids, but my age, in their 30s and 40s now, coming down with early onset dementia, and they showed that D3 deficiency massively increases high levels of inflammatory C3 reactive proteins and causes all types of other immune system problems, dementia issues, and cardiovascular problems. And this is why I've said before so many times, when you start seeing these numbers rise up, when people are starting to always have these health problems, but yet we're the most pharmaceutical-induced country in the entire world. We have more drugs than any other country in the entire world, but yet we're seeing the health of the United States decline. Maybe there's a problem that we need to address besides just pumping more drugs into people. Maybe people need to start looking at their overall health and stop blaming their doctors or their friends or their family or other people. Start saying, listen, I've got to be proactive. I've got to take supplements that I know work, and I've got to be involved in my overall life. Because what we've watched so much now, and you saw this too, Doug, during COVID, is that nobody wanted to be responsible for anything. It wasn't my fault. You're responsible for my health. You didn't wear a mask. I'm sick now because of you. You didn't get your vaccine. You're going to make me sick because my vaccine sucks and yours works, apparently. I don't know how that worked. But the whole concept was getting people in this idea that everybody else is responsible for you. You're not responsible for you. You're responsible for me, and everybody has to take care and cater to me because essentially I'm the one that needs to be taken care of. And that concept is cancerous. It's horrific. It's not how America was built. It's not how things thrive. It's not how people stay healthy. And sure as heck, it's not how you keep a republic. People have to start being resilient and self-sufficient for themselves and stop blaming everyone else, including doctors, for their problems, saying, doc, I need a drug. Fix me. Give me a pill. Make me better. Some drugs can be unbelievably beneficial. There's no question about it. Some drugs can be life-saving in certain cases, like specific antibiotics for an infection. Certain things that can help out with enormous pain in a hospital setting, like you shatter a femur and they give you a morphine injection. There's certain things that are great in the medical community. I've never discounted that. But at the end of the day, wouldn't you rather work with natural supplements that are going to make you feel better, stronger, smarter, healthier, and see how they work before you go into that pharmaceutical realm?
Yes.
That's the million dollar question I ask, Doug. And that's what I always implore people to ask themselves as well.
And you know, one statement that Eric made, I don't think could be understated. You get ahead, and this is the beauty of Health Masters. You get ahead of the sicknesses that the little munchkins bring home from school. Okay, all that whatever snot on the doorknob stuff, and you know, you get ahead of that. And there's one way to do that, and this is my go-to company for all things supplements, and that is healthmasters.com. Use HR5 as the coupon code, folks. If you're tired of me hearing that, then get off your duff. Order from Health Masters today. Do that today. You know, look, you don't have to. If you're in New Hampshire, that's over. Iowa's been over. Okay, so you got some time. So build your immune system up. Get the products from Health Masters, HR5, coupon code for non-saleable items. And by the way, I will say this, okay? If you're for extra credit now, get yourself a distiller and, of course, the mineral supplements to add to the water post-distilling, because that's the best water. I will give my dogs the that water, and I will not let them drink out of a tap. And it's really a great – the distillers they've got are terrific. And search the website, not just for – the supplements, but for all of the products that they have. That's healthmasters.com. Please, folks, as a favor to me, we lose listeners. Why? Because I just turn them off. But we can't afford to lose you to illness. So healthmasters.com. I'm not making any medical claims. I'm just trying to be funny. But healthmasters.com, HR5 is the coupon code. Go ahead, Austin. I just got to get that in there because I really want people to feel good. I really do.
Oh, 100%, Doug. I'm on the same page with you. I enjoy that. I enjoy it when my fellow friends, family, Health Masters customers, listeners, you, when people feel good. when I'm around high energy people that are smart and sharp and awake, it encourages me to do more and push harder. And that's the thing that I think people really got to start working on together is, you know, kind of realizing that, listen, people feed off you a lot of times. When you're high energy and you're smart and you're awake and you're literally trying to help people out, people appreciate that and they do the same for other people. And that's the kind of encouragement of supporting one another, not blaming other people and saying, hey, you're responsible for me because I'm a ding dong. You got to fix me. No, listen, hey, bro, this is how you get better. This is what you do. The same thing like with the HGH Stimulate. That product works so effectively well at vasodilation, meaning opening up the blood vessels and increasing blood flow, decreasing high blood pressure, increasing energy. It literally works like a natural Viagra Cialis as well, as far as pushing blood flow to every area of the body. It's so effective. And when people try it, that's what when we have pretty much like a 0% return rate on that product. I can't remember the last time I got a can in, as far as on a return, because it works so effectively. And once you try it, you start running one scoop and two scoops a day, and you start working out with it, exercising, you'll realize your blood pressure is better, your memory is better, your whole overall aspect of your endurance gets better, because blood is the life source in your body. You have to be able to circulate it properly. If your blood vessels are constricted and you're not getting proper circulation to most areas of your body, you can't be as strong. You can't be as effective. You can't be as dense. You can't be as aggressive. It doesn't work. So blood flow is crucial. And that's why some people I know, they actually stack this product with our organic beet juice powder crystals that we have for Germany. And oh man, that's because beets are natural nitric oxide producer as well. You stack those two together, I mean, you better be ready to pump it out in the gym, because, I mean, vasodilation and your pump is going to be through the roof. And so, again, there's just other options you can look at for blood pressure, like the HGH Stimulate, without going into the massive pharmaceutical merry-go-round world and getting on these drugs that have so many health problems in some cases, and actually working with natural supplements that really help benefit you instead of essentially just making you sicker and giving you another side effect while covering another problem. And that's what we try to do here at Health Masters, Doug.
What?
Yeah. Hello.
Who would you say?
See, my hands are so cold. I can't feel anything.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to get. I do have a compilation of Biden, which is why when I say anyway, trying to invoke that. I'm trying to invoke the.
Did you see that video that he did the other day? He's like, America can be basically described in like one sentence. Did you just see that the other day?
Yeah, I've got that on a compilation.
See if he can pull up. I can't even say what he said. It was so stupid. I think it was like.
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead. Keep talking. In fact, I'll send this to Eric. I know I've got it on a compilation here.
That's the thing. Like, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and you know me, I'm not a massive, huge Trump supporter. A lot of stuff he did with ATF and Operation Warp Speed.
Yes.
But, you know, it was funny because somebody was saying something and they were back and forth. And I was like, listen, I said, I don't care what reasons you vote or who you vote for. I could say one thing. I said, one thing I'm absolutely sick of. I'm sick of listening and hearing snippets from someone that literally wouldn't even make sense if they were in a nursing home talking at podiums as the president of the free world in the United States, where you literally babble on yourself and talk about what ice cream you're getting and then shake hands with air and then get lost walking to the stairs that you walked up on, and literally making comments where you just mumble to yourself on live television as the alleged president of the United States. I say that statement very loosely. And I'm like, bro, anything other than there, I mean, we're in a position where if it is to be, it's up to us. The American patriots are going to have to handle what we're going to handle locally, statewide, county. We already saw that from a federal election standpoint. They're going to try to steal whatever they can.
So what's your prediction? While I'm digging for this, what's your prediction on 2024?
I think they got to do everything they can to get mail-in ballots back in. I think they got to make sure that everybody in these districts, in these states, that wants to be a communist has the ability to cheat and steal again, just like they did in 2020. I think this is why they're starting to talk about disease X already, because COVID's trash. The COVID narrative's gone. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's taking the COVID shot anymore. The uptake of that new injection is nothing. Nobody wants it. So the COVID narrative's over with. So now they got to come up with something that they keep saying. They keep saying this in the ZX. This is going to be 4 and 5 times greater death rate than COVID. Right here, with a fatality rate 20 times that of COVID. It says it right there in the article, 20 times. So what they're going to do is they're going to use COVID as saying, COVID was like a walk in the park, guys. It was like going to a little merry-go-round and going to a fair. It was really easy to get through. But we have a fatality rate of 20 times that of COVID and no vaccine. So we have to immediately get this shot out there. And that's why I said earlier, they're saying, I mean, look at the presentation they have there for that. They want to go in now and essentially say that they can have a vaccine ready for any pandemic within 100 days ready to roll out. How can you possibly even see if that product not only works, but it's even remotely safe with a drug that's tested for 100 days? I mean, you got to be talking to the most idiotic individuals in the scientific community if they really think that's legitimate safety of rolling out experimental injections that have been tested essentially for 3 months like they did with COVID. But see, they got it done with COVID through Operation Warp Speed. Now they set the precedence, and that's the problem. And I think they're going to try to pull that this year with the election and do anything they can to manipulate it because the mail-in ballots worked super well.
Now, Disease X, just to be clear, is a placeholder. Is it not for some undetermined but more fatal disease? Okay.
Allegedly.
Yes. Exactly. And there was a bill introduced as a addendum to another bill, and I don't have the bill number in front of me, but the bill was titled, it had Disease X in the title of the bill.
Yes, Congress last year filed it.
I mean, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I don't have that handy, but I mean, you know, there's no denying we have a cognitively impaired meat puppet in the White House that stolen elections have consequences. And by the way, going back into ancient history, I rewatched the footage of his inauguration. Boy, was that creepy or what? Man.
Yeah, I just sent the link to Eric. I don't know if he could pull it up or we got enough time on the show.
Oh, sure. We do.
Yeah, but I just sent it to him. I had somebody send it to me as well, and I just shook my head.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Eric the Tech. You can do that. And while we're doing that, folks, healthmasters.com. Please go there and look. We want you healthy. We need you. We can't afford to lose the viewers and listeners, especially to sickness or to ill health. Healthmasters.com and order up and do this too. Get other family members taking the supplements. So, especially if you live in the same house, my goodness, how important that is. Because
share them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Share them together. Exactly. And I mean, if you want to buy HGH stimulated, share it with a couple people in your family, try it out. And what I'll do is too, I normally don't do this because I'm already doing a big sale. The HGH Stimulate is on sale for product of the week for a few days for 15% off. I normally don't allow the coupon code to be active on it, but I need everybody as strong, as effective, and basically high blood flow as they can be right now with being able to be, you know, combat effective in anything that may occur this year. So I'm going to allow that coupon code. So HR5 will work on the product of the week, which I never do. So that product's like 20% off. Then if you apply that coupon code to product of the week with HGH Stimulate, so be sure if you're going to take advantage of it, that's a huge sale because the quercetin and the citrulline in that product have gone through the roof on my raw cost over the last 6 months. It's just, it's part of it. It's part of being in this industry, especially when you're using top shelf nutraceuticals. It gets expensive. But yeah, HR5, use it on the product of the week if you want to stack up on it. That'll give you another 5% on top of the 15% off.
Oh, wow.
I'll apply that to the show because right now it's not available to do that. I'll do it right when I get off the show, Doug.
As a matter of fact, I will order that. What's your favorite, by the way? I have to ask this because my wife and I had a discussion about this. When I'm on the road, I'm going to need some hydration water. What do you mix in water? What's your favorite product or products to mix in water?
The magnesium brain food is a huge one for me. My personal stack, when I'm exercising, especially I'm very active, I'll take a big jug of water and I'll mix the magnesium brain food, the muscle blast, and the HGH stimulate. Those three together are a ridiculous cocktail, man. They'll give you a pump. They'll give you energy. And not like caffeine energy. They'll give you like muscle endurance energy, especially if you're really active and you're going to be outside all day. They'll really hydrate you if you need to. You got a little bit of the Aquatrace formula. That's our mineral suspension right in there if you're really sweating a lot, especially when summer comes around again in Florida. It's
going to be hot again. Yeah. And I'm going to be down that way next month. I can't wait. I'm going to be also doing some lifting. Okay, we got that.
Yeah.
and we can play it.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I think we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. And
oh my gosh,
that's America described in one sentence, Doug.
I can describe this program in one word.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I said. It's just embarrassing.
Well, Austin Brewer, I want to thank you. We're at the end of the show. God bless you, my friend. You are the man. I appreciate you. The amount of information you parlay during your shows, just fantastic. God bless you. God bless your family. And congratulations. Folks, congratulate Austin Brewer for his upcoming birth. Not his, but his wife's. Got to clarify that these days.
Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you later on.
Thanks, Austin. God bless, brother.